Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35,000ths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. And that's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching never changed anything.
All right, today's It's My House is titled Eviction Solutions. Eviction Solutions. Brothers kill landlord for free rent. 619-768-2945 is the live stream number. Let me read you this article. It was trying to get my attention yesterday, but we caught it today for sure. Behind on rent, brothers kill landlord, dump body in sewers, prosecutors say. Two brothers, hold on, make sure that my mic is open. Yeah, it's open. Two brothers are facing first-degree murder charges and the strangling death of their landlord, a 76-year-old rolling metals man, whose body was left to decompose in a sewer last month in front of their apartment building in Englewood. This is in Chicago. Tony Green, 22, and Elijah Green, 25, were both denied bail during a Monday court hearing, according to the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. On August 3rd, the Greens had to lure their landlord to an apartment they were renting from him in the 6200 block of South May, according to prosecutors who said the brothers owed the elderly man rent. For 2 days, the brothers called their landlord multiple times complaining of a leaky roof. When the landlord showed up to their apartment on August 4th, Tony Green led them to the back of the unit, and his brother choked the landlord to death. A witness for Elijah Green, a witness saw Elijah Green carry the landlord's body out the back door before the brothers threw it in the landlord's car and drove around to look for a place to dispose of it. Prosecutors said, when they failed to find a spot to dump the body, the brothers allegedly went back home and left it in the back seat underneath a sheet. Later that night or early the following morning, Tony and Elijah Green drove the landlord's car over the sewer in front of the apartment building, took off the lid, and threw the man's body inside the sewer. The brothers took $1,600 in cash from the landlord's car and used his credit cards at a nearby business after killing him. When the landlord was reported missing, Rolling Meadows detectives searched his phone and financial records. The investigators started working with Chicago police and the city's water department after learning that somebody had used Tony Green's cell phone to search how long it takes a body to decompose in sewer water. The landlord's body was found in the sewer on Friday, prosecutors said. Elijah Green was arrested at the brothers' apartment the following day, and Tony Green was taken into custody there on Sunday. Both brothers have admitted being involved in a plan to kill the landlord and hide his body. They are being held at the Cook County Jail, awaiting Friday court hearings. And now, in this age, they went online looking for a way to dispose of this man's body. They wanted to kill the landlord because they didn't have the rent money. Now, what's interesting, and these two must have been suffering from, I'm just speculating, maybe some type of mental illness, because on the exact same internet, on the exact same search engine or engines that they looked up this information on how long does it take for a body to decompose in sewer water, their TED Talks, and there's information and videos on how the three guys who started the company Airbnb, who are now billionaires, multi-billionaires, started their company. They too were behind on rent. They were behind on rent in San Francisco, which is a more expensive housing market than Chicago. And they were facing eviction. So one of them got the idea of, you know what, let's get some air mattresses and then advertise. And the idea worked. They made up the back rent money, and they were, for a while, they were just making maybe $200 a week, then it went up to $400 a week. And then, you know, they worked on the idea, and now they're billionaires in their mid-30s. Same problem. Behind on rent. Same internet with information. Same search engines, but definitely not the same mindset. I'm going to play another audio, because when these guys did this, and I played this audio I don't know how many times, I'm going to play it again. If you're behind on rent or if you need money, there is a never-ending supply of solutions on the internet. And they call it social media because you can reach out to the people who made the video or produced the podcast or were on the podcast. If you want to live rent-free, here's one solution.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land. Okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions. And that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills. And then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat. It takes a lot less money to cool. It's a lot easier to clean. It's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now, I want to repeat, I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively. And you can do this at an age, at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
Now, I played that audio for the gazillionth time, and for people just tuning in, today's podcast is titled Eviction Solutions, Brothers Kill Landlord for Free Rent. And I'm going to read the article again. Behind on rent, two brothers kill a 76-year-old landlord and dump his body in a sewer. Two brothers are facing first-degree murder charges for strangling to death their landlord, a 76-year-old Rolling Meadows man, whose body was left to decompose in a sewer last month in front of their apartment building in the Englewood area of Chicago, Illinois. Tony Green, 22, and his brother Elijah Green, 25, were both denied bail. They lured the man to their apartment under the ruse of something needed to be repaired. They strangled him, killed him, Then they went to his car. They took $1,600 out of his glove compartment that he had in his car, and they spent that, I guess, and they used his credit cards, all of which helped lead them, investigators helped. I mean, they left a paper trail. Now, you know what? That's why I keep on playing that audio. Because we have got to get back to the basics. If mainstream education, even private schools, charter schools, and all that, Harvard, I think people, you know what, just like parents teach their kids potty training and how to eat at the table, you know, what's a knife for, what's a fork for, you know, a plate, napkin. But let's just get to the potty training and bathing, you know. So the fundamentals, home training. I believe home training should also include how to build your own home. So we can avoid some crazy stories like this. And there's no shortage of stories like this. They use the internet. Now, mind you, one brother's 22, the other's 25. They use the internet to see how long it would take a body to decompose if you throw it down the sewer. On the same internet, as I started at the beginning of this podcast, the three guys who started Airbnb, they were facing eviction, just like these two. 2005. That's not that long ago. They were facing eviction in San Francisco, which is a more expensive housing market than Chicago. Now, I don't know if they bought, because they were behind on their rent money, so I don't know if they bought the air mattresses. They could have borrowed the air mattresses from friends. They got three air mattresses, put the ad online, and they rented out those three air mattresses, made up their rent money and just kept on doing it, and then they got put in an app application. Now they've got like 1 million rooms a day available, or depending on the day. Billionaires in their mid-30s. Same problem behind on rent. Same internet all of them use. Same search engine all of them use. Except one saw the glass half empty, the other one saw it half full. Now, I don't know whether these guys were mentally ill who did this, but let's say they weren't. But I know one thing. Their parents didn't teach them anything about how to live rent-free by, that's why I played that last audio, and I keep playing it. So my solution is eviction solutions. That's going to be an offline work, actually retreat that we're going to do. The first, like if we do a weekend retreat, the first day will be free. It will be free. We're going to take you from scratch on how to build. With no previous experience, no banks involved, none of that type of stuff. The first day will be free. If we do like maybe a 5-day session, we might make maybe the first 2 days free. So if you think you're not learning anything, because it's going to all be hands-on. We ain't going to be in the hotels and motel conference rooms. We're going to be out on location, out in the open building, hands-on. So you can learn how to build and live in it yourself. Or you can learn how to build and rent it out, and you be a landlord. because this is, I mean, this is not an isolated story. It's not an isolated story. Let's go to the phone lines here real quick before we run out of time today. Your mic is open. 314.
Yeah, these two guys that committed this horrendous crime are some dumbasses, monsters, savages.
That all fits.
And, you know, this is not an exception in society. In some areas, this is damn near the norm. I'm not going to say it is the norm, but it's more than you expect. And this is what I tell you, that you have these people that mingle around with you, infiltrate with you, disguise, and they prey on you. Elements like that. Yeah, elements like that need to be hunted out, rotted out, and destroyed. I don't care if you got a mansion or a tiny house. It's innately in them to act this way. And when you look at it, what earthly sense does that make? Are you going to continue to stay in an apartment? Who's going to pay the utilities to the building? The water, the electric, the gas, property taxes, if the owner's dead. So,
and somebody was going to come there eventually to collect on the rent. Or even before that, you had to think, all right, the police are coming. They're going to, you know, they're going to knock on doors. But you're right. That, you know what? Can you teach a monster? I don't think you can. But I think if you teach people early enough, you can avoid the monster even
going into it. I guess you could probably start teaching early enough, but I still believe that there's some inner monsterness that's within people that don't matter what you do with them, it's in there. Like this guy, that serial killer who killed 90 people. He's black, too, by the way. Black folks say it ain't no black serial killer. What are human beings? There's monsters within human beings.
True.
Yeah, but that house, that arrangement that the guy talked about is very good. You know, they make refrigerators and appliances that run off of propane. Propane is a good gas. When it's compressed, it can be used as a refrigerant and, you know, perform very well. Rather than have a solar, you can have propane if you wanted to. Yeah, I don't know if you could have a combination of the both. I think the compressors are different because a solar installation that compresses a DC motor is not an AC motor. And I think a DC motor, you need 141 volts DC to achieve what you would do with 100 volts with AC, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, there it is. You know, nothing's for free. You gain in one area, it's going to cost you in another one. But, L.A., you're going to have to build a house. You don't talk to people. I think you got as many that's going to follow you as there possibly can be from the market that you are catering to. So build that tiny house and invite 50 of us over for the night.
That's a good idea. Well, I don't know if I can fit all 50 of them, but we'll pick up on that. On that note, I need to call a former guest who helped ex-offenders get jobs. So we're working on a housing solution for them.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Bianchi. On that note, everybody, have a good rest of the day.